One superpower I would share with the world that they have is the power to create whatever it is that they desire to experience in life. And when I say that, they can have literally anything. You can be anything, attract anything that you desire, whether it's money, love, opportunities, family, bliss, joy, peace, all the things that we search for. You have access to, and you have the power to create it.
Thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, featuring the power of kindness, connection, and community, and today, a limitless way of thinking. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's so great to be here. I'm excited because today's episode reaches some milestones for this podcast. It's a new year, so I'm bringing in something fresh to showcase the future of the show. For one, this is our first virtual interview, so bear with me on the audio and the fact that I really can't edit it. For two, we are speaking to our first guest who has no ties to the QAnon, except that he knows me. Now, I officially met today's guest at the Speak and Write to Make Millions conference in Hollywood in June of 2024. And I've since just been smitten with him. This man is so genuine, honest, positive, has great energy, and he's a true believer that anything is possible if we practiced holding the vision that it's already true. Please welcome a real success panel hero, Raymel Bentley. Hey, Raymel.
Hello. Oh my goodness, Amanda. Hearing that intro, like my heart smiles, but it also my mind says, wow,
Oh,
wow.
that's awesome. You deserve it. So I'd like to start out talking about because we met through motivating the masses. I'd love for you to share with our listener what that's about, what kind of community that is, how would you describe it, and what's your role in it?
Yes, motivating the masses. I would describe it as a tribe of unicorns who have come together, discovered their superpowers, and are bold and courageous to share it with the world. Yeah, motivating the masses has been a gift that I didn't even know that I needed to receive. I joined that community in 2019, and in that time of my life, I didn't really think that I would be a public speaker or to even be in that type of environment. But I ran into a video of Lisa Nichols on YouTube, as many others may have, and just something about her presence, her energy, the way that she spoke and shared her story and delivered her message. It really drew me in and it made me curious to really explore that part of myself in regards to knowing that I had a story to share, but needing to feel safe to share it. And I wanted to do it not as the victim, but the victor of the experience. So I joined a do-it-yourself program from her on the Motivating the Masses campus, which gave away a free ticket to Speak and Write. And I didn't have any friends that I knew that were in that type of environment at the time. So I went by myself. I'm like, you know what? There's this ticket. It's a new experience. Explore it and see what it has in store for you. And going to Speak and Write, it was like a new world that I didn't even know existed. There was so much love and kindness and embrace. And even though I went alone, I didn't feel alone. And that's what really made me know that that was where I needed to be. And I couldn't leave that community. And as a result, I signed up for a program, Ignite Your Speaking. And during the time of that, it stretched me. I had to learn these techniques. I had to record myself and post it in the Facebook group. And that was something that was not familiar to me, and it wasn't something that honestly excited me, but I wanted to get the money that I invested into it. So I'm like, you have to take your shots and play full out. Which, as a result, it got me in the rhythm of it, and I started to really take on to the techniques that we were learning. And after my time in the Ignite program, I just wanted to continue taking my shots. So I kept posting in the group. I would post in the group just videos that I would record and put on my main page. And as a result, I was called back to be a coach on the campus to support the other students who joined the Ignite program. And that was a gift that really allowed me to stay in the work of learning the techniques, but also being of service to support others, craft their stories, share with impact, and really tap into their powers. And now I am a SAC coach, a speaker's advocate coach on that campus. And recently, I have been a virtual MC for the speaking right events that happened. And that was another gift. But I've learned in this space of motivating the masses, they see in you what you may not see in yourself, and they will challenge you to step into who you are becoming and release who you've always been.
Wow, that was a great description. Oh my gosh, I do remember seeing you on the Ignite when you were a SAC, student advocate coach. And that's like the first moment I saw you kind of introduce your story, you know, where you came from, part of your valley, as they call it. I was just like, wow, who is this guy? I want him to be my coach. So I did. I made it a point to meet you in person at that time when I got to go to the Speak and Write, which I myself went by myself, but I wasn't alone. That's such a great way to say it. Oh, that's awesome. I love how you shared all that. So you just this last conference that they had, you became a member on the success panel Hero's Journey. Do you want to tell us about that? What an honor.
Oh my goodness, Amanda. When I tell you that was a honor, but if I'm being honest and if I may just share authentically, it brought a lot up for me. I thought that they made a mistake and put me in the wrong WhatsApp group, because there's so many groups that they put us in to support the event, and we have like just different groups in the WhatsApp. So I thought like, oh, they must have added me to the wrong group. They'll fix it. And that was just the first thought that I had, because for so long I envisioned success as money, material things. And that was something that just I felt made you that word successful. So when I got in or put into the group, I was like, wait, there has to be something. Wait, this is maybe a mistake. And then once I got to the conference, I noticed that I hadn't been removed from the group. And I also was now getting informed on the times we were going to meet with Lisa to go over all the logistics of how we're going to like present and things. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is really happening. This isn't a mistake. It's actually happening. And so much came up for me. Every doubt, insecurity, imposter, unworthiness, like every fear and doubt came up because of the image I held of success with money and material things. And I leaned into reflections from others to remind me who I was and what I am in regards to the impact that I've made and am making. And allowing myself to receive allowed me to really take that moment in and do what I do, which I like to call my superpower, is speak from my heart. I always trust my heart because I know that it speaks the truth of how I feel and what is real. And I don't allow myself any longer to get lost in the mind of stories because it will convince me of something that isn't true. And if I get lost there, then I'll get lost in the doubts and insecurities and I'll fumble the ball that life is trying to throw me to really make that touchdown and take that like score of knowing the impact of the light that I bring into the world. So that was such an honor, but it was such a transformative gift that it allowed me to break through the wall of disbelief and uncertainty and the insecurities. And it allowed me to see the light that I truly bring and the impact that I really make. So that was a stretch, but a blessing all in one.
Wow. I'm so blown away by your honesty with that. That's amazing. And I don't know how many people would really get that raw about, how that brings up those fears when you're given an award. But I think more people can relate to that than we know. So thank you for shedding light on that so more people can say, wow, man, I felt that way. I guess, you're not alone, right? That's so awesome. And one thing I really like that you said was how you kind of you looked towards others to see your reflection through them, because people usually see us as way more awesome than we think we are, right? So for you to rely on that to help build yourself back up is just awesome. Wow, I'm so proud of you and congratulations again.
Thank you. Yeah, that was definitely, it was a beautiful gift. And it just allows you to lean into the light of others when you may feel like you're in the dark space. And a lot of us just want to light each other's candles, is what I've discovered.
Yes, I agree 100%. Oh, so the other way we know each other is through your Embodying the Law of Attraction Masterclass. Did I get that right? Yes. So tell us what that's like. I mean, as being you or as being a student, tell us about that, please.
Oh my goodness, that masterclass is an extension of what I have l been in the learnings of since 2020. When I discovered the universal laws and the law of attraction, it really brought this curiosity to want to explore it because I always have this curiosity of how does this universe actually work? Like beyond what I know it to be, how is it truly? And I've heard about those laws and got curious and started to really deep dive in the study. And as I started to learn, I'm like, I want to teach this because once we know how to work with the universe, when we hear those words that life is always for you, the universe is never against you, I wanted it to sink in within myself so I can show everyone else that, hey, if you really shift the thoughts that you're thinking, honor the feelings that you're feeling, take inspired action, you can create anything that you desire. And I think for me, like when I first learned about the universal laws, I was so excited that I didn't allow it to process and digest within myself, just in the way that it should have. So I like was just teaching it. And though I was making an impact, I feel like now, and with the embodying the law of attraction masterclass, I was able to break it down in a way to where it landed on a mental, emotional level to where not only do you know it through the mind, but you have the embodiment through the practices, through the intentional action that allows it to not just be something you know, but it's something that you are being, and who you be is what you attract.
Wow. That's true. And I'm not sure, but I would imagine maybe some people listening, I don't know if everyone believes that right now, but the more I am that way, the more I believe it. I always wanted to embody Gandhi's, I think it was Gandhi's saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I just try so hard every day to make everything that I do be that. And I have rough times. We all crack sometimes, and it's just part of life, but we got to just come back from that. So, whoa, cool. And I loved that class. I was a participant in that class. I just want to say that even when I was tired, it perked me up to be with you and the other participants every Monday night for those few weeks. And you encouraged me to write the most powerful, limitless vision for myself, something way more than I ever thought to create. And I still love to read it and think about it. So that was just a great gift to give your students. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yeah, and I would just say that I highly recommend that class. Can you tell us about the other avenues that you teach and coach through?
Yes, so now my main focus for this year of 2025 is Bentley University. And
Ooh.
that is my learning center for anyone who is on their expansion, their growth, and transformation journey. I have a lot of awareness to why we often get stuck in patterns, habits, routines. We get stuck in the same creation. And we, what's that saying that if you do something over and over and over and over again, that's the definition of insanity. And that's where a lot of people are feeling angst and worry and doubt and fear, and creates a lot of depression that they carry, and they don't see the light outside of where they are. And I wanted to create a safe space, keyword safe space, where you can be where you are and give you the tools to release what's not yours and what's holding you back to create space to plant the new seeds that you want to grow within you. So Bentley University is my center of that expansion and growth. And I'm excited because I'm going to be having a webinar this year and a master class, but it's going to be lean more into getting those emotional blocks released. Because a lot of times, even when using the law of attraction or just things that we are experiencing in life, we look at the tip of the iceberg often, but it's so much under the water that we, once we explore, we'll get to the actual root, release what's keeping us truly stuck, and there's so much liberation and freedom. So that is my portal of expansion that it's coming in this year of 2025, and I'm so excited to introduce it to the world and for it to be of service to all of those in the world that are ready to transform, expand, and become the highest expression of themselves.
Oh, awesome. So, is that would someone go to bentleyuniversity.com or how would they find you?
You could go to my Linktree, Ray Mel Bentley on Instagram, and you can go to the link in the bio, and it takes you to access to how to book a call and talk and see where you are so I could know how to guide you. Because a lot of times we don't know where we are. And we're jumping too deep in the pool, and we may not be ready for certain teachings and learning. So I always like to have just that dialogue so I can see where you are to give you the best support from that space and place versus overwhelming you or underserving you based on you may be a little further. So when we talk, I can see how to guide you to what you need.
Wow, that's incredible. I want our listener to understand that. I mean, all the success that you've recently got, and however you perceive success, you're doing it, man. You're doing it, and you're making a life out of it. What is something you can tell our listener to just show them that it wasn't always this way?
Oh wow. Yeah, it still blows me away to s hear my name on a success panel, to have reached over 52 countries, served over 1,500 students globally, and supporting them and connecting to their stories and just really making their impact in the world. To hear that, to see that, it still blows my mind because there was that time where I didn't even know if I wanted to be in this world. I grew up in a lot of abuse, physically, emotionally, mentally. And I was always told as a child that I would never be anything. And I was called stupid. And I believed it. I believed it. And I held on to that story about myself. So I never applied myself. I always doubted myself. And I never went after things in life because I didn't believe that I was able to do it because I'm stupid. At the age of 14, I remember I moved out of my mother's house and I stayed with my aunt and uncle, and they were away at work. And I was just in a very low place. I was feeling hurt because of not staying with my mother because she chose her husband over me. I was hurt because I was just tired of feeling unworthy, abandoned, and neglected. And I thought to myself, I just want this pain to go away. And I went into my aunt and uncle's bathroom and I went into the medicine cabinet and I grabbed the first bottle of pills that I can find. And honestly, Amanda, I don't know if I wanted to take my life. I just didn't want to feel the pain anymore in life. And I put as many pills in my hand as I could, and I swallowed them. And in that moment, I learned two things. For one, I learned that it wasn't my time because they didn't take me out. They actually didn't really do much to me, and I knew that there was more life that I had to give. And I also learned that you can't overdose off of vitamins. I grabbed the wrong bottle, and it was vitamins. It wasn't even anything that could take me out because it was just making me healthier. So I learned that vitamins actually give you more energy. They don't take away your life. And
Oh my.
from that, I just knew that there was more that I had to explore and do in life. And it wasn't an instant thing that just made me all of a sudden live the right, like be on the right path and just live this narrow life. I bumped my head, I fell, got up, but then I started to crawl into self-development, which turned into a walk of empowerment, which now I run in transformation and expansion, which is why I'm so committed and so grateful and excited that I get to support others as they expand, transform, and become the better version of themselves. Because knowing where I came from and where I'm at now is possible for anyone who chooses to take action.
Wow. And that, dear listener, is why you should take Raymel's class. Wow, that is amazing. I didn't expect quite a story like that, but that was, thank you for sharing that with us. I'm sure
Course.
a lot of people could say, "Wow, man, that was me." But you're an inspiration now, you know? You came out of this and now you want to help others. And I think that's a really big part of what happens when you get that low and then you get to rise from it. You think, wow, if I can do this, other people can do this, and I'm going to show them how. So kudos to
Okay.
you.
Thank you. Yes, it creates a desire that it's bigger than you.
Definitely. Oh, wow. So I'm curious. You live in LA, right?
Yes.
Wow, have you always lived there?
Born and raised. I'm born and
Wow.
raised in LA. I actually moved to Atlanta when I was 21 because I wanted to change it up and switch it up. And I was tired of LA being a native. Which is a gift because in Atlanta, I stayed there for 7 years, but that actually is what opened the door for modeling. A lot of people are unaware that I modeled professionally for 10 years.
Ooh, I
And
believe it.
that was the door opener. And from Atlanta, I went to New York, and then from New York, I came back to LA. And yeah.
Wow, that's way cool. So this podcast got its start by featuring an inside scoop of one of the most remote towns in the US. And you actually got a glimpse of my backyard during our
Yes, it's
class
like
one
so
night. Yeah,
beautiful.
you remember that? I was so flattered, and it made me feel like, wow, not everyone gets to see these tall pines and this grass and the sky. I don't know. So that was cool. But I'm curious, what's the most remote or least civilized place that you've ever been to?
Where would I say?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to a place where you kind of were able to feel alone, or it felt really desolate. And maybe you haven't been. Have you been around people your whole life? I'm curious how that changes a person.
No, I would say I went to actually, I went to Mexico, in 2022 for my birthday alone. And that was a new experience because I've never traveled anywhere alone, let alone out of the US. And it showed me so much about myself, because often we do tend to feel as though we need to have an entourage or a friend or someone to accommodate us or accompany us when we are just in a vacation or just anywhere, go somewhere. And I challenge myself to get to know myself and be with myself, but also explore new things with myself. And going to Mexico, that was an experience where I was able just to be at the beach and look at the water and just reflect on my life and appreciate life, but also the scenery and eat at nice restaurants and just be in the local place. And fun fact, I'm half Mexican. And where I went is the one of like, it's, I'm two parts. I'm Jalisco and Aguas Caliente. And
Wow.
where I went to Puerto Vallarta, the capital is Jalisco. So I had like some heritage there. So it felt good to just kind of be in a place to where I had some heritage and just explore it. So I would say Mexico.
Wow, and it sounds like, oh, that's so cool to do a trip by yourself. I wonder if I really have yet to do that. Go somewhere. And I mean, I guess I did that in LA. That was scary for me, not gonna lie. But yeah, I think it's important kind of for anyone to just do a trip on their own. You know, what capacities do they have? What do they learn that they need to know more about? You know, what a cool experience. And in your heritage site, that's very cool.
Yes, and it just teaches you so much about yourself, because often we don't know what we can do until we do it. And I'm so grateful that I did it, because I would have been stuck in, oh, I can never do that. And that becomes a trap that a lot of people stay in.
Yes, I agree. So what do you like to do for fun, Rimmel?
Oh, for fun, I love nature. I love to get out, whether it's go to a park, I like to go for a hike, go to the beach when it's warm, enough to go. Yeah, I like nature. I like to just be out. Honestly, I like to be by myself a lot. I call myself a turtle. So when I'm out of my shell, I am such a light, such just radiant energy. But a lot of times I like to be in my shell, because it's where I am able just to kind of be in that inner peace and that just solitude. And that is like my home base.
Wow, very cool. I like the turtle analogy. And how awesome for you to finally be in a place where you feel really peaceful and whole in your shell. You know, that's great. So we are about to end this interview, and I am curious what you want the world to know about anything at all.
What's coming through for me in this moment, just to share with everyone, is there is no limit to what you can have, do, be, or experience. The only limits that will ever be possible is the ones that you have in your mind. I invite you all just to go back to that childlike play, curiosity, imagination. Get curious about what the best case scenario or possibility could be, and just lean into that when life makes you feel overwhelmed or makes you doubt or just be in a space or place of fear. Just lean into the curiosity of what would the best case scenario or possibility be in this moment. And the more you give that energy and light, the more you will create that into what you experience. You hold so much power. It's been inside of you, and it will always be within you.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Well, just thank you so much for joining us today. What an honor, what a pleasure. I love being in your presence, even if you're across the country. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and just grateful for to start the new year off of 2025 of this
Yes.
experience. And I'm so excited of what this year has in store for us both.
And hopefully, our listener as well.
Yes.
Yes. Well, till next time. And when I say till next time, I mean pay attention because this is something you can practice to enhance your life. Till next time, remember that your mind is your biggest limitation or your biggest possibility. And be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da ba.